gratitude that's often accompanied by mild outrage that I've existed so many years without it, like meeting your best friend late in life. This form of cultural exchange goes back millennia. As human beings, we evolved by coming together around the fire every night, singing songs and telling stories, invariably telling stories through singing songs. That's what our ancestors did. That's how they made sense of the world and each other. That's how they learned how to be. It is an impulse that is still fundamental to who we are. Yet our own modern lives are frazzled and fragmented to an unprecedented degree. Most of us probably feel a million miles away from that quotidian fireside jam session. Who, seriously, has the luxury of taking time out each day to listen to music? What about the piles of undone laundry, the inboxes of unanswered emails, the dishwashers of unloaded plates? Seriously? Perhaps, though, we have never needed it more, this space to think and reflect and connect and just be. This book is in part about exploring what happens when we open up our lives to let such music in. Scientific research is increasingly proving that regular acts of self-care, stay with me, can have untold benefits on our mental health and spiritual well-being. And while personally I've never been able to get the hang of, say, regular meditation or yoga, I hear others extol the virtues of these daily rituals, and I realise they echo my belief about the way music can work on us. How it can act as a powerful mental tonic that can inexplicably but undeniably set you on the path to a better day or night. How a daily dose of such music can be a form of sonic soul maintenance. Daily dose, though. Virtues, though. I'm wary of the sense of obligation these words conjure. I don't believe we should listen to certain things just because someone has told us we should. We live in times whereby, on the one hand, classical music is being ever more marginalised by mainstream culture, yet, on the other, there exists this vague cultural awareness that we should listen to it because it will somehow make us more intelligent, more refined, more civilised. This is not helpful. Nor is the cause of classical music served by those who assume that it is superior to other types of music, which is just plain wrong, or those who deep down believe it must remain the preserve of people with certain backgrounds, educations, or skin colours, which is opportunity hoarding at its most lazy and repellent. Amid these conflicting messages, which are connected to even bigger questions around class, education policy, and our ever-shifting media landscape, we have somehow lost sight of what's at the centre of it. The music itself. Music that is full of things that may dazzle or move or energise or calm you. Music that can make you cry or think or laugh or gasp. Music that may teach you things, make you question things, make you wonder. Music that is now available to ever more of us in vast quantities and, for the first time in history, at the click of a button, but which may still remain off limits to all but a handful of the ultra-initiated. So, know this. What lies ahead is not some white girl with a posh name telling you that you should listen to classical music every day in order to somehow become a better, smarter, or more classy person. I have no interest in making you feel ashamed because you have never heard of some of these composers or their music. Why on earth should you have done? Nor am I trying to stealthily replace your Real Housewives or Love Island habit or whatever else you might be into with this stuff. You do you. There's no reason why classical music can't happily coexist in a mixed cultural diet. What I am determined to do, though, is to extend a hand to those who feel that the world of classical music is a party to which they haven't been invited. I want to open up this vast treasury of musical riches by suggesting a single piece to listen to every day of the year, by giving it some context, telling some stories about the people behind it, and reminding you that it was created by a real person. Probably someone who shared many of the same concerns as you, who wished to express themselves and happened to do so through this particular sequence of musical notes. It's really important to remember that music does not exist in a vacuum. It requires listeners, audiences, witnesses in order to come alive, to be heard, to be felt, and that's you. Classical composers are no different from other writers of music or any creative artist. All they are doing in their own way is seeking to get down on paper something they think and feel, which in turn makes others think and feel. It's an exercise in human connection and generosity that might seem complex on the page.